Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. I'm pleased to present to you another episode of The Life of Riley. Today we listen to episode number 77, which aired on April 8th, 1945. It is entitled Layoffs.
Hello? Who? The fire department? What? My house is on fire. I thought it was a little warm in here. In that case, I'll take my radio in the icebox. I've got to hear The Life of Riley.
Teal, T-E-E-L, Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice. That's it. T-E-E-L. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, brings you The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Remember, friends, for beautiful smiles, it's P-E-E-L, Teal. And just for laughs, it's R-I-L-E-Y, Riley, in The Life of Riley. Now let's stop in and meet the Rileys once again. You remember the Rileys. There's Chester A. Riley, Brooklyn's gift to California, his patient wife, Peg, teenage daughter, Babs, and 13-year-old son, Junior. They're still living in a little California bungalow close by the aircraft plant where Riley's employed. As we look in on them now, it's breakfast time and all seems to be serene. But with Riley around, how long can that last?
Riley, breakfast waiting.
I'm coming. Peg, what'd you do with my yesterday shirt?
Oh, now, Riley, I hope you're not going to wear that shirt again today.
Of course not. I'm saving it for tomorrow.
Oh, go on and eat your breakfast.
I don't know why this family can't leave my things where they belong. Yesterday, I put my cufflinks in the medicine cabinet. And today, what do I find there instead? A bottle of iodine. Good morning, Mother.
Good morning, dear. Here's your orange juice.
Good morning, Mother.
Good morning,
Daddy. Daddy, may I have $10 for a new dress? It's the cutest dress, and you promised last week you'd let me have the money.
Money, 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 money. That's all this family thinks about. Don't you know there's a war don't you know reconversion's going on?
Now your father's right, Babs. The way things are, he may be laid off any day.
Oh, me? They wouldn't lay me off. I've been there at the plant for 4 years. I'm a key man. Why, I build them planes single-handed.
What, Dad, you told me that over 100 men work on one plane.
All right, so I get a little help. Don't worry about my job.
Well, I hope you're right, Riley. But you know, plenty of men are being laid off every day.
Now, Dumplin', stop worrying. I ain't losing my job. Even if I did, I've been out of work before and we got along okay, didn't we? We was never homeless, was we?
Oh, no, not quite. Yeah. Remember the time back in Brooklyn, we lived 6 months in a trailer right in back of a brewery.
Well, the view wasn't so good, but the air was certainly intoxicating.
Be late. Yes, you don't want to be fired.
Gosh, Pop, are you getting fired? I thought you said they'd never get wise to you.
They won't. Junior, I don't want to hear no more talk about me being fired.
Well, my new job starts today, so you won't have to worry, Pop. You won't go hungry.
Good for you, son. But I can take care of us without any help. Why, Mr. Stevenson wouldn't think of firing me. I'm set for life, if I live that long.
Listen, Riley, stop kidding yourself. Take my word for it. In a little while, this plant's going to have to start letting men go.
So what? Why should I worry, Gillis? Stevenson had never let me go. Why, I'm his right hand.
Yeah, but it so happens that Stevenson is left-handed.
You don't scare me, Gillis. But when the big boy starts handing out them two-week notices, I'd hate to be in your feet.
Don't make me laugh, Riley. Why, Stevenson and me, we're just like brothers. Did you ever notice how he's always slapping me on the back?
Yeah. I also noticed that lately the slaps have been getting lower and lower.
Very humoresque. But just the same, lots of guys I know from other plants has got their 2 weeks' notice. Joe Johnson got his 2 weeks. Teddy Green got his 2 weeks. Trouble with you, Riley, you don't know the war's over.
Who don't know the war's over? You know the bus stop in front of my house?
Yeah.
Well, this morning, a bus stopped at it. You Well, don't have to tell me the war's over.
Well, okay, so be practical. Stop reading the sport pages and start reading the want ads.
Are you kidding, Gillis? Why, Stevenson is crazy about me. I'm in solid. I'm like a millstone around his neck.
Stop bragging, Riley. You know who I just seen going into Stevenson's office?
Oh.
Ferrin, the personnel manager. And from the look on his face, I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
Got that settled. Find out about those contracts right away, Ferrin.
Yes, Mr. Stevenson.
Now, about the riveting department. How many men are working there?
42.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can keep them going for quite a while. Oh, did you check the men's records?
Oh, yes, sir. According to the record, I think Riley ought to be the first to go.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Let me see his chart.
Here it is.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess you're right. Okay, let Riley go first thing in the morning.
Yes, sir.
He hasn't been absent one day in 3 years. He's entitled to a 2 weeks vacation with pay.
Yes, sir. 2 weeks vacation. I'll make a memo. Give Riley 2 weeks.
Hey, Junior.
Oh, hello, Pop. What you doing down here?
Well, I got off early today, and I figured I'd come past the newspaper office and see my son off on his first job.
That was swell of you, Pop. Well, I'm all set.
Good.
Here's my bundle of papers. Yeah? Here's my route. It's a sin.
That's the way to talk, son. There's nothing like being overconfident.
Well, I better get started or the supervisor will lace into me.
Yeah, you... Hey, Junior, look, ain't that your little girlfriend, Marilyn Morris, across the street there?
Where?
Over there.
Yeah, that's Marilyn. Hey, what's she doing with Egghead O'Brien? If he's trying to muscle in, I'll... Here, Pop, pull these papers for me, will you? I gotta find out what's cooking.
Well, no, Junior, wait. Junior, wait. Come back. What a boy. Can't resist a skirt. I don't know where he gets it from. Certainly not from his mother.
Hey, boy. You, Sonny, with the head.
You, speaking to me?
Yes, you. Why haven't you started out on your route? You're late.
But I don't...
Where's your ambition? Where's your ambition, a big overgrown boy like you? How do you ever expect to amount to anything?
Well, wait a minute. You got me wrong. This bundle of papers is my son's, Chester Riley Jr.
Oh, the new boy.
Yeah.
Well, where is he?
He's, protecting his interests. He'll be back soon.
If those papers don't leave here this minute, he's fired.
Oh, no. Wait a minute, mister. Give the boy a break. I'll deliver the papers for him today, huh?
I don't care who does it as long as they get delivered.
Yes, sir.
Now get going.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
And don't forget, Sonny, if you get 3 new subscribers, you win a scooter.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work I go. Deliego.
I'll take a paper boy. Why, it's Mr. Riley.
Oh, hello, Miss Dindlestiff. I'm sorry the paper's a little late.
Oh, you know what I always say, Mr. Riley, better late than never. Won't you come in?
No, thanks. I got all these papers to deliver. Goodbye, Miss Dindlestiff.
Why, dear me, the poor man. Hello, Flossie. This is Prunella. Did you hear what happened to that sweet Mr. Riley? Well, he's been fired. How do I know? Well, he's got a new job peddling newspapers.
Hello, Mrs. Gillis. This is Flossie Durkins. Too bad about Riley, isn't it? He's been fired. Well, of course, I'm sure. My husband practically saw his pink slip. And they say Mr. Riley threatened Mr. Stevenson physically.
Hello?
Is that you, Peg?
Yes.
Oh, you poor dear. This is Honeybee Gillis. I called as soon as I heard the bad news.
Well, what is it? What's happened?
Don't you know? Your husband's been fired.
Oh, Riley fired? Oh, no, there must be some mistake. Why, he has seniority.
Oh, my dear, that doesn't mean a thing. When you attack the boss with a monkey wrench.
Oh, Riley hit Mr. Stevenson?
Oh, it must have been a terrible fight. It took 13 men to throw him out of the back gate.
Oh, I just can't believe it.
My dear, it's the talk of the neighborhood. Oh, but you can count on me. I won't tell a soul. Goodbye now.
Bye.
Mother, who's that on the phone?
Say, Mom, you look pale.
Oh, listen, children, I have some bad news. Your father lost his job today.
Oh, that's awful. But didn't you expect it, Mother?
Yes, but not so soon.
Well, gee, I saw Pop down at the newspaper office today. He said he knocked off early, but he didn't say anything about being fired.
Oh, I guess he didn't feel like talking about it.
Oh, listen to the poor dear trying to put up a brave front.
Now, remember, don't say a word until he brings up the subject himself.
Oh, no.
Okay, Mom.
And be extra nice to him tonight. He must have had an awful day.
Hello, Toplin. Hiya, kids. Hey, what's the matter? Why is everybody staring at me? I know I'm gorgeous, but I ain't that gorgeous. Something wrong?
Oh, no, no, of course not, dear. No, no, sit down, dear. Here in the Morris chair.
Oh, thanks, honey. Oh, Morris sure feels good.
Here's a cushion, Pop, and here's your pipe.
Oh, thanks, son.
Daddy, can I put on your slippers?
Well, sure, Bev, but I think they're too big for you. Oh, say, I almost forgot, honey. Here's the 10 spot for that new dress you wanted.
Oh, no, Daddy, I don't need it, honest.
Oh, go on, buy it. I was only kidding this morning.
Oh, no, no, really, Daddy. I wouldn't think of buying it now.
Well, okay.
Pop, about my allowance.
Now, look, Junior, I gave you your 30 cents yesterday.
I know, Pop. Here it is back.
What? You're giving it back? Peg Junior's delirious.
Oh, that reminds me, dear. I have a little confession to make. I've saved $42 out of the household money. Really, yours, you know. You'll find it in the radio behind the third tube.
Wait a minute. Get me my hat. I must be in the wrong house. This can't be the Riley family. What's gotten into everybody?
Oh, see who's at the door, will you, Babs?
Yes, Mother.
Hello, Babs.
Oh, hello, Mr. Benny.
I heard the sad news.
Oh,
so.
Daddy's inside, Mr. Benny. He hasn't mentioned it yet, so don't say anything until he does.
Who is it,
Ben? It's Mr. Benny from next door.
Well, if it ain't my little pal. How are you, Waldo?
Oh, my aching back.
What's aching it now? Did your wife hit you with something again?
Not lately. She got a Charlie horse in her kitchen arm. No, it's this heavy basket here, Mr. Riley. It's for you and the family.
For us? Well, what's in it?
Food.
Food? Are you kidding, Waldo? We got food.
Well, just keep it. Someday you may run short. It'll come in handy. This is the kind of food that lasts.
Well, thanks. Let's see what you got there. I like snacks. Holy smoke! K-rations! A basket full of K-rations!
What? Where on earth did you get it, Waldo?
Oh, a soldier friend of mine overseas sends me a food parcel every week. You will accept it, won't you?
Oh, Waldo, you're a darling.
Well, yes, I am. Oh, before I forget, Mr. Riley, this parcel is for you.
It is. What's in this?
One of my suits. It's a new one, but I never wear it, and I want you to have it.
Well, thanks, Waldo, but I'm too big for your suit.
Well, just keep it anyway. In a few months, you'll probably thin down.
Oh, Riley.
Peg, what is the matter?
Hey, anybody home?
It's Gillis. What does he want?
Hello, Riley. Shake, pal. I come as soon as I heard the news.
Heard what news?
When I heard, I says to myself, it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. What happened? Okay, Riley, I understand. We won't talk about it.
Just a minute.
We will talk about it. Don't let it get you down, pal. Worst thing's gonna happen.
What happened?
Oh, Riley, stop pretending.
I know. I know, too.
The whole neighborhood knows.
Well, I'm in the neighborhood and I don't know.
Now, please, dear, now don't get upset, dear. We won't talk about
it. I want to talk about it. Maybe if we talk about it, I'll find out what we're talking about. Riley, we all know you was fired today. Admit it. Fired.
Me? Oh, so that's why everybody is... Babs with the dress and Junior, and Waldo with the suit.
Riley, dear, stop it. Riley, oh, Mr. Gillis, what's the matter with him?
It's a typical case, unemployment fatigue.
Everybody thinks I was fired. Me with my seniority.
Riley, I don't mind. Honest, we'll get along.
Now listen, everybody. This is going far enough. I was not fired today. Get it? I was not fired.
Stubborn. A mild form of insanity verging on dementia peacocks. I'll prove it for you. I'm calling the plant.
Hello. Personnel department, please. Why, they would no more think of firing
me. Hello, personnel department.
Look, my name is Riley, riveting department. Tell me something. Was I fired today?
Well, I don't know. Mr. Brecker handled that, but he's just been fired.
Well, try and find out, will you? It's important.
Oh, couldn't you call back the... Oh, wait a minute. There's a memo here on Mr. Farron's desk about a Riley, Chester Riley.
Yeah, that's me. What does it say?
It says, give Riley 2 weeks.
I... 2 weeks? Oh, I see.
Anything else?
No, that's enough. Well, I guess you were right. But how could they do this to me? I don't understand.
Well, neither do I. Mr. Riley, you just told me yesterday that you were frozen in your job.
Oh, I was, but now it looks as if I've been defrosted.
You just heard the first act of The Life of Riley, brought to you by T-E-E-L, Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice. And while Riley heads for a headache, this is Ken Carpenter with a short spiel about Teal. Do you realize that daily brushing with toothpastes or powders containing harsh abrasives can grind gum-lined cavities into your teeth? Cavities easily avoided by the use of Teal? Yes, for Teal cleans teeth without abrasives, therefore protects teeth from such cavities. Listen to this report of a nationwide survey by dentists.
Out of every 10 adults, 8 have receding gums. When gums recede, softer and less protected parts of the teeth are exposed. Those parts are 25 times softer than tooth enamel and are easily damaged by the regular use of a toothpaste or powder containing harsh abrasives. Therefore, the chances are 8 in 10 you are risking those ground-in cavities daily unless the dentifrice you use contains no such abrasives.
I repeat that last phrase, unless the dentifrice you use contains no such abrasives. Only one leading dentifrice can make that claim. Teal, the modern liquid dentifrice, contains no abrasives. Teal cleans teeth with a patented ingredient, protects teeth from ground-in gum-lined cavities as no popular toothpaste or powder can. And that's why more and more people are switching to Teal every day. You love the tangy flavor of Teal, its foamy action, the way it helps sweeten the breath. The Teal way takes one extra minute a week, makes teeth look their sparkling best safely. So switch to T-E-E-L, Teal, and follow directions on the package. Teal protects teeth beautifully. And now Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, brings you the second act of The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Through a misunderstanding, Riley's gotten the idea that he's been fired from his job and given 2 weeks' notice. Actually, he's been given 2 weeks' vacation, but nobody knows this except Riley's boss. It's the next morning, and we find Riley at home, worrying desperately about the future as he takes inventory of the family assets.
95, 97, 98, 99, 100. Well, that's $1. Well, let's see here. 8 and 6, about 14 and something.
Riley, are you going to sit there figuring all morning?
Peg, this is serious. We're in a spot. I got to figure out how we're going to live until I get a job.
Now, we'll manage.
If we're careful, I got to go figure it out. If worst comes to the worst, we got enough cash to live on for 5 years.
5 years, Pop?
Yeah, providing we live on bread and water.
Gee, bread and water every day.
Well, not every day. Sundays we can have something special like bread and Coca-Cola.
Riley, you're talking nonsense. Wait till the reconversion program gets going. There'll be lots of jobs.
Jenny, at the door. If it's the landlord, tell him we'll pay him the first of the month.
Okay.
But don't tell him what month.
It ain't the landlord, Pop. It's Mr. Odell, the undertaker.
The friendly undertaker. Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
Hiya, Digger.
No, don't get up. Just lie there. It makes me feel more at home.
I guess you heard, Digger, about me losing my job.
That's why I'm here. Your troubles are over, Riley. I know where there's a fine job with wonderful pay and a bright future.
You do? Well, gee, Digger, you're swell. Where is this job? Where?
Helping me in my work.
Oh.
Riley, the undertaking field is a going business. You'd learn quickly, and in no time at all, you'd have lots of people under you.
I know, but...
I would give you an executive position. I would make the deals, and you would carry them out.
No, thanks, Digger. I don't know anything about your kind of work. And...
You can learn if you're willing to dig in. I'll teach you the business from the ground down.
Yeah, I know, but...
And the day you come in with me, I'll put your name up for membership in the UEPGC.
UEPGC?
Yes, the Undertakers, Embalmers, and Pallbearers Glee Club. We meet every week, sing for an hour, then we eat some marble cake.
Sounds very exciting, Digger.
Ah, yes, it's a fine club. Jolly members. Happy times. I adore the UEPGC. It's so gay.
It must be gay if you're in it. Look, I gotta go now, Digger. I gotta go down to the plant and clean out my locker.
Remember, I want you with me, Riley, and I'll get you yet. You big stiff. I love life. I want to live.
Got my locker all cleaned out. So long, Gillis.
Cheer up, Riley. You'll get a job. A fellow with your brains? They need a lot of unskilled help.
I never thought Stevenson would do this to me. I'll never forget this. If he was here right now, boy, would I give it to him. I'd break him into little pieces.
Hey, Riley.
There he is now. I'll show him he can't kick me around.
Well, here you are, Riley.
Hello, Mr. Stevenson, sir, please.
Well, so you're leaving us today, eh, Riley?
Yeah, thanks to you.
Glad to see you go, Riley. I wish I could have let you go sooner.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, sir. If anybody deserves this, you do.
I deserve it, do I? Well, that settles it. That's the way I work.
Why, Riley...
Pipe down. You're nothing but an ungrateful ingrate. You're a backbiter, a double-crosser, and a weasel. And what's more, you ain't lovable.
Well, I'm glad I found out what you really think of me. And if that's the case, you'll never work for me again. You're fired.
You can't fire me.
Oh, yes, I can.
Oh, no, you can't, because you already fired me. You can't do it twice. It's monotonous.
What are you talking about?
I didn't even have the nerve to tell it to my face. Had to write it down on a memo pad. Give Riley 2 weeks. Well, goodbye, Mr. Stevenson.
Well, I'll be...
Go ahead.
Wait a minute, Riley. Now listen, you baboon. I didn't give you 2 weeks' notice. I gave you 2 weeks' vacation.
Well, you can keep your...
What a revolting development this is.
Okay, Riley, forget it. Now get started on that vacation. So long, Riley.
So long, boss. Thanks. Gillis, did you hear?
Yeah, I heard. Boy, are you lucky.
Luck's got nothing to do with it. It's brains, Gillis. Green matter.
Vacations he gets.
Yes, sir, Gillis. And when I'm up in the woods fishing, and I pull up my hook and come face to face with a worm, I'll be thinking of you. Ha ha!
Teal will bring back the Rileys in just a moment. But first, did you know that Teal, the modern liquid dentifrice, gives you everything you've asked for? Tangy flavor, lively, foaming action, helps sweeten the breath. But far more important, Teal protects teeth from gum-lined cavities. Cavities ground in by daily brushings with toothpastes or powders containing harsh abrasives. You see, out of every 10 adults, 8 have receding gums. When gums recede, parts of the teeth are exposed which are 25 times softer than tooth enamel. And brushing those softer parts daily with a toothpaste or powder containing harsh abrasives causes real damage. Remember that next time you buy a dentifrice. Remember that Teal cleans teeth with a patented ingredient without abrasives. Therefore, Teal protects teeth from ground-in gum-lined cavities as no other leading dentifrice can. The Teal way takes one extra minute a week, makes teeth look their sparkling best safely. So ask for T-E-E-L, Teal, and follow directions on the package. Teal protects teeth beautifully.
Oh, Riley, I'm so relieved that you're not fired. I was worried.
I was never worried for a minute. this gray hair I just got sure goes good with my new suit. Good night, folks.
Procter & Gamble, makers of Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, invite you to be their guest next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. William Bendix appears by arrangement with Hal Roach Studios and is currently starring in 20th Century Fox's A Bell for a Donno. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow, Digger Odell, the Merry Undertaker is John Brown, Junior is Scotty Beckett, Babs is Sharon Douglas, and Waldo Binney is Dink Trout. The program was directed by Don Bernard with music by Lou Kozlov. So until next week at the same time, this is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight for Teal. And remember, for laughs, it's R-I-L-E-Y, Riley. And for lovely smiles, it's T-E-E-L, Teal. Teal, the amazing liquid dentifrice, protects teeth beautifully.
This is the first episode of Season 2 of The Life of Riley. You've heard that Teal Dentifrice is the new sponsor. Also, World War II is now completely over. In August of 1945, Japan surrendered, thus ending the war. So now on The Life of Riley, we will hear post-war related situations like, we heard today, layoffs. Turning to listener comments and feedback, the show received the following message on Facebook from Sasha. I love your podcast. I only found you a few weeks ago. I'm 28 from Australia, and I adore classic radio comedy. I was looking for a place to listen to my favorite husband, so I have mainly been going back through those recordings. I listen to your show usually as I go to sleep, and it is such a great way to end my day as I work late and don't get to properly wind down. And the real reason for my message, besides expressing my gratitude, is to say I love your intro music and miss it already. Kind regards, Sasha. Well, thanks for your feedback, Sasha. Thank you for your kind words. Now, if you remember, we had a comment on iTunes several weeks back about removing the intro music. So we've been trying that. Now we have a vote to bring it back. So we have one vote to take it away and one vote to bring it back. We're tied 1-1. So please send some feedback and let me know whether you like the intro music or not. We'll either keep it off or bring it back depending on the votes that I get. And we're going to need more than just being tied 1-1. So please send your comments about that or any other questions you have to host at classiccomedyotr.com, or you can leave comments on the Facebook page at facebook.com/classiccomedyotr or on iTunes or anywhere that you are able to leave a comment. Please join us next Friday for another episode of The Life of Riley and come back on Monday to hear My Favorite Husband. So until Monday, ponder the words of Billy Connolly, who said, Before you judge a man, walk a mile in his shoes. After that, who cares? He's a mile away, and you've got his shoes.